I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we are happy to welcome to our studios for the first time a band from Madison, Wisconsin, called The Sharrows. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Hello.
And it's actually three-fifths of the band, I believe, right?
Yeah, true. That's correct.
And you guys have a show tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth, and the whole band's going to be there, right? No? Is it the trio?
We're a trio.
All right. So what you hear is what you get tonight. Mm-hmm. So you guys are based in Madison, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and we'll talk more about your roots and the stuff that you've been up to and your most recent EP and what you might have kind of up, all that stuff. But why don't we get started with a song first? What do you want to kick off with?
This one's called I Left the Light On.
Grow first.
Bacheros, live from Studio A. And man, you guys have such a great groove to what you do. Really nice. So why don't you introduce yourselves, Phil Shero, right?
That's right.
You're playing the bass here and lead vocals. Mm-hmm. You want to introduce the rest of the band that's with you?
Sure. We got Mr. Matthew Smith over here on guitar, and Mr. Jake Bigness back here on drums.
And we have two missing members. We should give them a shout out as well.
We love you guys. It's Joe Hermanson on the keyboard we're missing, and Miss Sylvia Janicki as well, that plays the cello.
Now, and I find that really interesting because you guys sound great as a trio, you know, kind of a rocking thing, and both of those other instruments just add such different textures, it seems like, to the band.
Yeah, it's a very eclectic sound.
How did you end up having a cello in the band? That's kind of unusual for a band like you guys.
Well, Sylvia, we met her through one of our cousins. She's still currently dating, and I guess we had started playing, and she played, and we said, hey, come play with us, and we've been going ever since. It's been a little over 3 years, so.
Did the cello instantly kind of click with what you guys were doing, or did you have to kind of think about how to incorporate it into what you were doing?
Initially, we didn't have a bass player, actually. Phil's a really good bluegrass guitar player as well, and he used to play guitar in the group, as well as Matt playing electric guitar. And so Sylvia first started kind of as the bass role, as the cello, and then we added a bass, and then her role changed, and she got to do more lead parts and more parts in the middle, sort of.
Yeah.
I would say it gelled really well at first, and then her role changed, she really rose up to the occasion. She's a wonderful singer, too, yeah.
So it sounds like the band's sound has really evolved. You've been around for, I think you told me, 3 years, right?
Yeah, a little over 3 years, yeah.
So it sounds like there's been a bit of evolution in that time as far as the sound that you have.
Yeah, there has.
Definitely, yeah.
We had a different lead singer for the first year, about, and we all kind of took over since then, so, yeah.
You all took over, so everybody kind of, other people do lead as well?
Oh, yeah, everybody sings a couple songs.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. And how about the songwriting? Tell me about the one, what about the one that you just did?
Mr. Jake wrote that one on the drums.
Really?
Yeah.
You wrote it on the drums, he's saying Jake on the drums wrote it.
Yeah, that's correct. I wrote it on piano.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and that reminds me, that's another thing that I've heard about you guys, is that you you switch up instruments, that you have multi-talented. So how does that work on, like, who switches to what in a typical show? Just everybody around? Matt's
around.
Kind of like spinning his finger around, like, everybody trades off.
Yeah, well, Joe, our keyboard player, plays acoustic guitar on a few songs.
Plays Jake harmonica a little bit,
plays
too.
Plays harmonica, too. Yeah. Jake plays drums and bass. And yesterday we played at a farmer's market, and he was playing acoustic guitar. and Matt switches from guitar to bass, too.
And our cello player, Sylvie, also plays bass.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing how I think people have rose to the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever the song requires, we kind of make it work.
Mm-hmm.
The next song we're going to play is off our EP, Days of Yore, and Jake is going to sing this one and play drums too.
Oh, okay. So he's going to be the lead on that. Well, mm-hmm. Did you want to get into that one? Should we get right into that?
Yeah, sure.
And then
sure.
We can come back and chat a little bit more about the EP. You did that down in Mississippi, and that's kind of a fun story. So we'll talk about that and what's next for you guys.
Definitely.
Sure.
All right, let's hear it too.
Sounds good.
This one's called Been There Before.
Led me up the stairs. There was a hand that unlocked a door, a door into my head. Oh, I hadn't been there before. Oh, no, I hadn't been there before. There was a contract left out for me. I signed the dotted line. Well, then she came and she snatched it away. And she told me to follow right behind. Oh, I hadn't been there before. Oh, no, I hadn't been there before. When Nat's rules are bizarre, two unfamiliar eyes. Cold and distant handshakes make us wonder why. Why, oh why? Been there before. No, no. She led me back through a long, narrow hallway. Nostalgia lined these walls. Well, then it locked and she swallowed the key. I realized where I was, too late to run for that door. Oh, I hadn't been there before. Oh, no.
Those are the Sheros live from Studio A, and one from their new EP, Days of Yore. Actually, not so new. I guess it's been out for about a year or so, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, and you guys went down to Mississippi to record this. Was this your second release? Is that right? You had an album out that you did in your own studio. Mm-hmm. Was it your studio, Phil? Joe.
Joe's studio.
That's right. Yeah. So you did that full length, but then what made you decide to go down to Zebra Ranch, which is the Dickinson brothers, Cody and Luther, right?
Yeah.
Of the North Mississippi All-Stars. What made you decide to go down to that studio?
Well, we had a tour through the South, and while we were down there, Matt had discovered the studio and sent them an email and asked if we could come check it out and record for a day. And we really thought it was awesome and made a connection with them. So we booked some time to head back that summer. We went there the first time in January and then went back that following June for 6 days about. That's what we got.
Well, tell me some more about that experience. So who actually produced the album? I guess Kevin Houston.
Kevin Houston, yeah.
Tell me about Kevin.
Kevin's a great guy. He's a mastermind. Mm-hmm. I've never worked with a producer like him. He's insane.
How so? What did he contribute as a producer? I'm always interested in that because the producer role can be so different.
Yeah.
From person to person.
I think a lot of people are tentative about the word. A lot of bands are worried that it might compromise their artistic integrity. You know, but we didn't feel that at all. We sent him the tracks and he gave us a lot of feedback, a lot of good feedback, things that we had thought, things that we didn't think, and really helped us kind of make everything a little bit more concise, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And 6 days it might seem like a long time, but it really wasn't. It was jam packed with everything. We tracked everything and he only had, I think, a day of mixing and just killed it. Like, it was really, really impressive to us. We'd never seen anything like that before.
Matt, you want to chime in there.
Just something that really stuck out about him is the patience he has. He never leaves the desk. He never leaves the mixing board, even to go to the bathroom, barely.
Yeah.
And we're in and out all the time, you know. Oh, let's go get some food while he's doing this or he's doing that. And he's there the whole time. And so, yeah, that was inspiring.
Yeah.
To see someone, buckle down like that makes us want to be like that, too. Hmm. But, yeah, Kevin Houston he's done all the All-Star stuff.
Okay.
He grew up with them, went to the same high school.
And he was kind of a prodigy of Jim, too. He worked under Jim.
And that's their dad, that was Zebra Ranch, was that his studio to begin with?
Yeah.
And he was a legendary producer.
Legend, yeah.
He produced some Replacements albums. Minnesota people are always want to know that stuff.
Yeah.
Among many, many others. Really talented guy.
Yeah, I think the year before we were there, he was with Robert Plant. And who else was there?
Yeah, so Jim had passed by then, but Robert Plant was out at the studio doing some stuff. Patty Griffin,
yeah. And then a few years back, Bob Dylan was there doing his 2005 album, was it? Maybe it was later, I'm not sure.
Don't know. Yeah, Jim worked with Bob Dylan on an album.
So a lot of cool people have passed through that studio. A lot of great musical history there.
Definitely. We were very inspired to be there.
Yeah, must have been fun to be a part of that, for sure.
They made us feel right out.
What was that, Bill?
They made us feel right at home. It was really cool.
I hear there's a barbecue.
Yeah, they had a cookout one night.
Mary made
brought us dinner right down to the studio, and it was really
Mary made us some brownies too.
Really cool.
Very nice of her.
Yeah,
lovely woman.
Mary Dickinson.
I see she's thanked on.
She's the mother of Cody and Luther.
Mary Lindsay. Yeah,
Mary Lindsay.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
she made you brownies.
She made us brownies. Yeah, she's a wonderful woman.
I love that. Cool. Well, that's great. And you also had a chance recently to open for the Tasky Trucks Band in your hometown of Madison, right?
Yeah.
That must have been pretty exciting.
Yeah, to say the least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And kind of in the same vein, sort of that little bluesy, little groove to what they do and kind of what you guys do as well. So it seems like a perfect fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the show came as quite a surprise to us, but it was a wonderful opportunity for us in Madison. Being in front of the home crowd, as you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're just I think they're an inspiration to all of us, that group. They were amazing. They were welcoming. They were wonderful to us, and to be able to play with them is pretty amazing. Yeah, it was awesome.
Good memories.
Wonderful. Well, and I'm sure you'll have many, many more good memories to make along the way.
Yeah,
it sounds like
you're
already off to
growing.
Start. Well, we have time for one more song. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
This one's it's called Yours and Mine. This is the first one off of that disc from down in Mississippi. Thank you.
The Sharrows live from Studio A, and the tune that kicks off their EP, Days of Yore, that they recorded down in Mississippi. Well, so the EP's been out for a while, and you probably lived with the songs for a while before that, which means you probably got some new material that you're itching to get out there. Tell me about that.
We've been working on, I don't know how many tracks, maybe 10 or 12, and really honing them in and I'm working on them, and we're going to play a few of them tonight at the Red Herring. I'm really excited. But yeah, there's a lot of new songwriting techniques that we're using, and just bouncing ideas off of each other, and we're just really excited to play for some people. Yeah,
songwriting techniques. Okay, so yeah. This is where I ask you more about something. So what, like, how what were you doing before, and then how do you incorporate something new?
I'm sure if you ask any musician, there's tons of ways that they'll write songs. It's not really a formula. Could be the lyrics first, could be the music first, could be whatever, you know. But I think just kind of the way that we're refining our songs is becoming different about recording them and showing other people and listening back to them and thinking about the arc of the song more, you know.
Details.
Did that come out of the recording experience that you had? Is that partly from that?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. So do you have plans to record those songs yet? Are you still looking at what you want to do with them?
Yeah, we're definitely still looking, considering going back to the Zebra Ranch maybe. But we've met some friends in Madison that have been working on recording and think it'd be cool to do something around there too. So it's kind of up in the air, you know, until it gets down on a CD or an album.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. And in the meantime, you'll be working out that material on stage, sounds like.
Yeah.
Definitely,
That's what we need to do first.
Well, thank you so much, guys. And again, it's the Sharrows. They are playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. And I pulled up the whole lineup here so I can give everybody the rundown. Show starts with Daniel at 9, Warehouse Eyes out of the Twin Cities at 10. You guys play at 11, mm-hmm. and then local band A Winter Downpour follows at midnight.
Yeah.
So that is, again, at the Red Herring Lounge. And I asked you if you'd been in town before, and you said you've played the Red Mug in Superior, you've played the Red Star Lounge, and now you're playing the Red Herring Lounge. I think you will have covered all of the places with red in the title after that.
Yeah, that's what we're going for.
That's
our mission.
We just want to give a shout-out to our local Sharrow family we have up here.
Yeah.
Our cousin Patrick, he grew up in Duluth here, and he did our album artwork.
Oh,
and,
really?
And all the current art merch we have for sale, our prints and t-shirts.
Yeah, very good artist.
Been a very special part of our band.
Oh, I didn't realize that he had grown up in Duluth. We were talking about him before the session, and he knows Banjo. Well, you've all met Banjo Dave from Trampled,
right?
Sure, got to give him a shout out.
Yeah, we want to
shout out to Banjo Dave, who's definitely listening right now.
We met him out in Colorado in Steamboat last winter. That was really fun. We definitely love Trampled.
Well, thanks so much, guys. And again, that's the Sharrows, and they're playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood and Mike Nowitzki. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.